This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
No tamale? Andy, I saw you eating tamales in the past.
You go tamale?
Hell yeah, I went tamale.
To tamale or not tamale?
Did you have all four varieties?
I did not have all four varieties.
I'm assuming you have, Travis.
Would you feel uncomfortable asking the question of getting one of each?
No. It was really, that feels aggressive ahead of a three-hour radio show.
It has nothing to do with shame.
Yeah.
By the way, I can never eat before a show. During a show, especially, I cannot eat. I have a breakfast sandwich in the morning. I'm sure you can. But I on a full stomach, I can't even
do a
show.
But you got to be careful.
What did you have?
I had a chicken and a birria.
Yeah, those are two I had. There's mole and there's what's the fourth one? There's a fourth one.
Cheese.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Mace. I prefer not to eat before a show.
Yes.
Michael does the same. Michael will wait till after a Lakers.
Really?
He will wait. He'll eat whatever he eats during the Lakers game. Well, the potato chips he does, but he will wait after a game and say he'll drive down to In-N-Out or something.
Michael will also wander off to eat during his show.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I've experienced that.
Pre-show, I have the same ritual. I have a quad espresso that I chug, and then I've got
Why chug it? Because
I hate the taste of
He's
coffee.
He's in a hurry.
Then I've got
Why not just take a five-hour energy or something like that?
Because that's all chemicals. Coffee's like natural. It's from the earth, right? And then I drink a grande nitro brew. And I chug that too.
Do you not sleep at night?
No, I sleep perfectly at night. I have help at night. I have help at the and help before the show.
You're going up then down.
Exactly right.
200 milligrams of THC takes care of it.
That's too many. Andy. That is not a dead man walking.
Not if you're that much caffeine though.
Yeah, Mace, you're like a coordinator. He's got like an offensive coordinator in the morning. He's got a defensive coordinator at night.
Always
slow it
chasing
down.
Chasing that high.
You've been doing this a long time. Have you never eaten while you're doing shows, or is this a new?
I'm sure there's a stretch maybe where I ate, but no, I generally don't like eating during the show. Plus, it's sloppy and you're trying to talk and you're all that.
But it's love so good. Eating in front of people, period.
You know what? That's a fair point. I do not like eating in front of people or with people generally.
The damage behind the scenes.
You and I have only had one meal together, and we've known each other for a relatively long time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Very rarely.
We went to Guisado's and had tacos that one day.
Oh, Guisado's, so good. Yeah.
You didn't seem uncomfortable eating tacos.
No, I was fine.
You ate them in the corner like a raccoon.
I hate a business dinner, right? I don't like having a business. Like, have the business and then have the dinner. Have them in two different places. Like, I'll eat, but I don't want to do business while I'm eating.
So I heard you guys were trying to hijack Taylor for a live show during your show.
Yeah. How about that, huh?
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's such a good idea. I think we're going to do it first.
Taylor, were you into it?
Yeah, but for the Travis and Sliwa show, you understand, right, Mace?
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, no.
They stole the idea.
I do understand.
I suggested that he just produce our show, play the intros live,
sure,
and then he could just kind of like set up wherever he wants and play just the intros for your guys'
show. We have
so
many L.A. bands that have come out of the woodwork saying, we'll do it. We're totally into it.
You should have like a Mason and Ireland Palooza. Various different bands on various different
days. That's a great idea.
A battle of the bands.
Yeah.
Battle of the bands.
What Bergman says, Bergman who started the Blue Review, Bergman says that we're allowed to play recorded intros from bands, but we're not allowed to have bands in studio.
Why not?
Because he's just a hard-ass jerk. That's exactly
what's
why.
Jesus,
why
Greg?
Can't we do that, Greg?
Yeah, Greg.
Supporting the local artists.
And I want Ted Leitner on the show, too.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Put a pin in. Was he going to hang a star on that one, guy?
No, that's Jerry Coleman. That's Jerry Coleman.
Leitner had a catchphrase, didn't he?
We don't have room. Where are you going to put these people?
Leitner had. Well, I'm not saying they got to set up a stage.
Okay, you know what they could do?
That's what he wants.
No, you know what they could do? You know what they could do? And I don't know how you're grabbing the audio, but can they be in the lobby? We have all the cameras kind of pointed out that way. Can they be in the lobby facing you guys?
That's a great idea.
And do the whole setup. There's plenty of space there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just figure out the audio portion of it, which I'm sure there's a way to do it.
Maybe an Ivor
Morales, it'll be a yacht rock band. It'll be Gino Minnelli.
I don't usually come in during Super Crosstalk, and I'm on my knees already because there's not a chair for me.
Yeah, not the first time.
But
that's why you can't have a live band.
No one did anything.
That's why you listen to Super Crosstalk. Yeah, you never know what you'll miss.
Exactly.
What brings you in, Chris?
Corporate.
Welcome, Chris.
Corporate Greg completely made that up.
Made what up?
That we can't have a live band.
Oh, really?
What rule is there that we can't have a live band?
That's absolutely true. There was absolutely no rule.
We never said that there was a rule. I said that
Mace made
no
it sound
room.
Like you had a rule behind it.
Yeah, no, you have a rule. No. You're not allowed to have people.
It's a Bergman rule.
Or whatever.
No,
it's
not an FCC is just rule. To find things now.
You know what he does? He loves shooting down bits. Bit flies by. It's like
bit killer.
Down.
Bit killer.
Yeah, bit killer. Bit killer.
What was that game? Duck the
Duck Hunt?
Duck Hunt.
No, you're taking us off topic, though. Yeah. Why Corporate Greg, did you tell them?
Yeah, why Corporate Greg?
No live band, no live music.
Trav,
where
I would just
are you going
go up to the TV.
Sleep. Come on.
So, Chris, their whole premise is to put a live band, a big brass band from the Philharmonic.
Not a big brass. We're not going to have the studio. LA
No. And they want it to be the rejoin music.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. What is this, the Dave Damashek show?
Dave Damashek did that.
Yes, he did. He lasted, what, 7 months on the radio?
Piano guy in, right?
Oh, it was a huge hit.
It was a big hit.
Now, see, you thought I did this bit to shoot at Greg, and really it was coming all around at you.
Oh, is that right? It was all coming down to me.
I bit flipped you.
Of course you did.
Not the first time.
A lot of room in that lobby.
He's a bit killer. You're a bit flipper.
At Bev's Tamales is set up right outside there. There's enough room for
they
her
got
cart,
an umbrella.
All these people in line, an umbrella. You can set up a band
I
out
love
there.
The you idea.
Can. Taylor can do it for okay. Travis and Slick.
Got it.
I love it.
Yeah, Taylor is going to fiddle for them.
Did you mention
good idea.
That?
Yeah, fiddler.
That Berg is the host of the Blue Report?
The Blue Review.
The Blue Review.
Is it called a podcast or is it called a...
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. So it's a show.
So there's a YouTube component.
Did you watch the...
I did.
And
what
is your review?
Blue Review review.
Yes, go ahead.
I thought it was very solid.
Okay.
I think that Clinton talks too much, and Bergman, you're doing an interview of Clinton. That's what I think.
I actually thought that I did interview him too much in the first one.
You did. I watched the first one. It's like... Bergman sits down for an up close and personal with Clinton Yates.
We have more of a conversation today.
It's ironic because Bergman hates having guests.
Right, and then he interviews Clinton. You're right.
Hey. So how are you going to rectify that, Greg?
Well, today we did not. It was more of a conversation.
I love that they record the show right during the time that we're putting our show together.
Oh, I love it so much.
That's what
too.
I love.
Does he say, Mace? I'm going to call you back.
I'm
really
call
busy
you back.
Right now.
I got bigger guys.
I got Clinton
line.
On the YouTube right now. I got to let you go. That's the way it works.
What's the topic for tomorrow's, Bert?
Well, it's going to be for today, but it's going to be for kind today. Of like an X factor, and we talk about the dog that caught the home run ball from Michael Bush.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
It was amazing.
Cool. That was fun.
With all the, like...
Did you break that down?
Yeah, Clinton chalk-talked it.
Yes. What is the best breed to catch home runs in spring training?
By the way, with all the...
Golden Retriever. Come on now.
Yeah, Golden Retriever.
You've seen this before, just kind of idiot fans that are ripping balls away from kids and stuff like that. Yep. Just people take the balls way too seriously. I wouldn't be shocked or surprised that some fan just comes in, takes the ball from the dog, and is like, "Yeah, this is mine."
They all fight over.
So I was maybe 12 years old, and about 12. I just moved back to LA. I had lived in Phoenix for the 4 or 5 years prior to that. The Dodgers were my favorite team, having been born here. And then when I lived in Phoenix at the time, there's no Major League Baseball in Phoenix, right? So the Dodgers were kind of the hometown team. They were on the radio every night.
Yeah,
and it was that the Dodgers were the team in town. We come out to visit my grandmother one summer. My dad takes me to a Dodger game.
Yep.
And we get there early because I want to try to get autographs, right?
Yes.
So I bring my ball. I bring a pen. Steve Garvey's my guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So Garvey, ironically, was playing for the Padres at this point.
Oh, right. This was post-Dodgers.
Right after that. Garvey is going down the line and stops to start signing autographs. I beeline over to him.
Yep.
I get in the queue. I get Steve Garvey's autograph on my baseball.
Nice.
Like, dream comes
true. How old are you?
12.
12.
11, wow. 12.
He's 41 at the time.
Last year.
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. As I'm turning around to go back to show my dad and my brother this ball that I got, and I'm so incredibly proud of, I get bumped. The ball falls out of my hand.
Oh, no.
Okay, and it rolls underneath the seat, which reminded me what you're talking about. And I'm looking for and I see it, and I'm going to reach it. And some woman
people are ruthless.
Grabs it right before I'm about to pick it up. Grabs it and I said, "That's mine." And she's like, "No, it's not." And I said, It is. I just got it signed by him. It's my baseball.
Right.
And she was adamant that it was hers. It 1,000% was
yours.
Hers. I burst into tears. I was just absolutely crushed that I had it. And to this day, the lady never gave me the ball back.
Oh, that is awful.
It was. That's when you start talking about
can
adults.
Can we do a nationwide search, find this woman?
I want to
humiliate
her. We're going
to dox this woman.
Yeah. It was dox her. I was exactly. So devastated. I'd waited, you know, for as long as I like baseball. I wanted that moment. No, this is mine. I'm like,
she's sitting on a couch right now, still mine. With that ball, just throwing it up and down.
Up in the air.
The best part was when that kid cried.
Yeah. Hey, exactly. So I hear this term all the time. What is doxing? I don't understand what doxing is. I see stories about
it. I don't
know
what it means.
Do you know? Do you know?
No.
Doxing, to put it in layman's terms, or at least terms I understand, doxing is essentially when you out the identity and often location of somebody.
Oh, okay.
Like you'll see like all the time, like somebody in, say, a video doing something offensive or aggressive or whatever, and people will go on Twitter saying like, hey, figure out who this person is.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes it reveals the actual person. Sometimes it reveals the wrong person.
Ooh, right.
And that person ends up taking...
Falsely doxed.
Yes.
Falsely doxed. Yeah.
Dox.
I want to make this very clear. Doxing is a horrible
it's
thing.
It's a really bad thing.
We should not engage in doxing.
Unless you steal an autographed Steve Garvey ball
and then,
from a 12-year-old.
Yes. Dox to your heart.
I'm sure we can find the right person 40 years after the fact.
Yeah, no.
How many times have you told that story? Like, think about it every time
in my
you talk,
life?
Yeah. I mean, I'm imagining
dozens.
I was gonna say, I'm just,
I've never heard it.
I'm imagining that, especially at that age and how much you love baseball and you love that player, you're not
gonna
forget
exactly
a moment like
where
that.
I was in Dodger Stadium. I vividly because I, you know, you're this close to Steve Garvey.
Oh, sure.
That's something like you're never gonna forget, and it ended in tragedy. Baseball gone.
Reach out to the
tragedy is probably an overstatement. Well, no, yes,
12-year-old Travis.
Yeah,
it was a tragedy.
The FBI is still working on that case.
That
case is still open.
No, it's a cold case.
I remember I went
it's
back.
A cold
my
case.
Dad's like, "What? Why are you crying? Like, what happened?" I'm like, "This lady, she took my ball." And it's like, "Well, where'd she go?" Like, and I'm like,
"And she was gone.
She bolted.
She was long gone.
Out of there.
Long gone.
Out of there."
What is your preoccupation with Ted Leitner all of a sudden?
Well, he's the voice of San Diego State basketball, and I'm like, "Well, let's get him on. We've known Ted for a long time, and Bergman, of course." Says no.
Why Berg? That's
a
good
one.
Says
he's too old. Says he's
no.
Put him on the Travis and Sliwa show.
I'm not kidding. It's a great idea.
Yes.
And San Diego State's in the Ted Leitner has been doing sports talk radio play by play. He was the voice
anchor,
of the Padres
right?
at one point as well.
Diego, yeah. Very funny. John and I have known him for years.
Yep.
Great guy.
Did he call the Padres games
called
for a while?
Called the Padres games for a long time, yeah.
Called the Padres game for a long time, and San Diego State is in the freaking Final Four.
Yeah,
if you don't put him on now, when the hell are you going to put him back on?
This is the one and it's only. Is Bergman still there?
Let's put him on.
No, yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah. So,
Emily, Brooks, Ted Leitner.
Everybody so far. Is on Ted.
Wait, Mace,
Leitner's
going to so
wind
far.
Up on their show instead of our show.
Mace, later this week by Friday, we're going to have a band opening up for us.
Ted Leitner.
We're
going to bring Ted Leitner in studio when they win the national championship.
Do it all.
We're
going to
sit. Travis and I are going to look at the week and say, Mace had some really good ideas for our
Bergman
show this week.
What else? Vetoed all of them, so we'll do them on our show.
Let me get my pen out, Mace. What else you got going?
What's up, fool? You want to do what's up, fool?
Want to do it all.
We should do a reverse.
In Travis's good you, idea folder.
You should take What's Up, Fool one day,
and
we'll
factor
do
cap?
Factor Cap.
That's good.
What do you think, Bergman? A little switcheroo?
That's a good idea.
We need to bring you back for another Ask Mace, too. It's
been
a couple months.
Definitely do that.
We
need to do it. Last time I really pissed off Sedano, so
perfect.
It was great. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We're doing Kirk tomorrow because of
Kirk
San
tomorrow.
State
let's do next the next Wednesday.
Yeah, you're, okay,
yeah,
next
you're
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah. Sure. Wednesday's supposed to be pickleball day, but it rains every Wednesday.
Are you like a regular now?
Me and Bergman are going to play every Wednesday in Santa Monica, and it's raining again.
Did you think, get the call, Slee?
What do you think that's happening today at 4:30?
Are you guys
playing pickleball?
Me and Berg.
Yep.
Where are you going?
Pasadena.
Oh, Pasadena. Yeah, it's not. Doesn't work for me.
Please.
It's supposed to start raining tonight.
Yeah.
I talked to Dallas Raines, former backup quarterback for Florida State.
Kevin Feinstein.
Is that true? Yes. He says that there's another atmospheric river.
Can I tell you something about Dallas Raines?
Yep.
Great tipper.
Oh, is that
my
right?
My wife was a waiter or waitress at
That's
Islands.
That's a good compliment.
And Dallas Raines would come in regularly.
Nice.
Always was incredibly generous.
Yeah, very good.
Great thing to know
very
about
good,
Dallas
Raines.
There you go. Mason in Ireland coming up next. Super Crosstalk is powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. I'm going to get more tamales. We'll see you tomorrow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Coder after 1 p.m. in the Southland.
Yeah.
It is like the Danger Zone when it's a live imaging Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
With Mason in Ireland and a little Kenny Loggins. Starting right off the top.
Now,
with
is
a
this
little
Yacht Rock?
Yacht Rock feel. Oh, yeah.
That's disturbing.
You know, when I hit the post like that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's too much.
Yacht Rock artist, not Yacht Rock song.
Yeah, this is not a Yacht Rock song. It's a Yacht Rock artist.
No, this is not Yacht Rock.
Danger Zone is Top Gun.
Let me do a little.
Relax, guys. I don't know Yacht Rock.
Let me do a little music radio for you.
Oh, yeah,
because, you know, Mace was a program director and a music director. When it's a power artist for the format, you can sneak it by. You can sneak it by.
True.
Kenny Loggins is a power Yacht Rock artist. There we go.
Now that is some Yacht Rock.
The great Gino Minnelli.
This is it.
Now, is this also Kenny Loggins?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yes, it is. Sorry. You know, got your Michael McDonald in the background?
No, yeah. since Dad's away.
Speaking of Dad, this song's about his father passing away. Nice. This is it. Oh. It is a final!
Okay. Since Dad's away, can we do something other than Yacht Rock
is
today?
Dad John Ireland?
Yes. Yes. Dad's on the road.
Listen, the Lakers had an off night.
They did.
It's an off day.
Yeah.
You know, like they just didn't play great. Yeah.
Like Sunday.
It's an off day.
Exactly.
Yeah, these things happen. Especially in the playoff hunt.
You got cool stuff planned for live imaging Tuesday?
I do.
Yeah.
Aren't you excited? You missed me last week.
I did miss you
Barrett
last week.
Barrett Sports Media Conference.
Exactly. You know what I'm trying to do? So me versus Cappy in the Islands Papa Shot Madness. I've advanced. I beat John Ireland. I'm supposed to play Cappy. He got a bye in the first round. I want to do it during Super Crosstalk. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, is that technically okay, Greg, or is that like the live band?
Thank you for asking me, and I'm going to say yes, absolutely. It's funny. Excellent. I think you should do
it. I think we can mic it up out there. Why not?
Good. Yeah. That'd be good.
All right, let's get it going. Yeah. Mason in Ireland, your Tuesday afternoon right now.
I didn't
mention Andy's here in for John.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hashtag bless.
Now, why? Okay. So you give me a hard time that I don't know the good afternoon song.
You don't.
But why don't you play it when you all say good afternoon?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Well, I never.
Just good let afternoon. One fly and you'll be smiling pretty soon.
Yeah. Like this.
It's on Chris's side. It's a pretty good note.
You. It is.
It's actually.
It is.
Might as well
Morales
lay out what you're
afternoon.
Referencing.
He does take afternoon.
Well, I'm a branding guy.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Chris. Yeah, go watch the movie. It's a
thing. Speaking of the Barrett Sports Media Conference last week, we haven't been able to do the recap. I like how John Ireland, in the session, it was you and John Ireland and Matt Money Smith from KYC. John just lied through his teeth the entire session. He's like, oh, I like when we take left turns. I like doing fun stuff. And I'm sitting there like, really? Just stealing all of Mason's talking points.
Well, I wrote the notes for him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I wrote the notes. It was on prompter. He just read the prompter. Yeah, he was talking about how wild and crazy, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm in the wild and crazy department. It's very true.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was very nice.
And then the best part of it all was afterwards, I walked right by him, and he goes, hey, Chris. I go, hey, man. And I walked over and talked to Money.
Just blew him off. Blew him off, Dad.
Yeah. So Dad's not here. Let's have some fun today.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
The Mason and Ireland Reddit page, get ready.
Get ready.
We're going to have fun today, yo.
Yeah. All right. So, Andy, how you doing, man?
Good, man.
Yeah? All's well in the world of Andy?
All is well.
Yeah. So the Blue Review is out for yesterday. I was very excited to see it. It's 17 minutes long, which I find it on the long side.
It was too long. It was much shorter today.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but people are saying that I've talked to or not, or just have been DMing me. They said, I really liked it, and I thought you had a good amount of time. It didn't matter.
How many DMs?
Five.
How many DM love fest?
Well, it's not always just replies. And now, obviously, here comes Chris back to
people
say,
are sliding
oh, no,
into
no,
your DMs is, about the Blue Review.
I also thought that it was too long.
Sliding like trade
today's version, 16 DMs. Minutes.
16
no,
minutes.
No, I think, I don't know exactly how yeah. it is, but I think it's like
have
seven.
You watched
I love the
Blue
argument.
Yet?
People are telling me.
Yeah.
People are telling
people
me.
People are saying.
Many
you
people
need to
are
know
saying.
Who these people are.
I watched yesterday's episode.
Yep.
I watched yesterday's episode this morning. I do have some feedback written out for Corporate Greg.
Excellent.
I thought your point about him interviewing Clinton Yates was a little right on. I love the energy.
Yeah.
I love that we're doing this.
Yeah, me too.
I remember when you tried this, but as most things, you flaked on it.
Although
eventually.
We did do it for the second half of the baseball season, right?
Yeah, we did it for a little while.
Like, what was
Breaking
it called?
Blue.
Breaking Blue.
Breaking Blue, yeah.
But then you faded on it.
Yeah, well, after the playoffs, we were done, and I didn't
No, no,
back.
Like you weren't consistent on doing it every day.
Yeah, no, it was a weekly.
This
That's
is
because
daily,
I wasn't
though.
Doing it every day. It was a weekly.
And to be fair, I actually said afterwards, I was upset that I interviewed him instead of having a conversation.
Exactly right. Exactly right. When are you doing a show?
What am I going to do?
Morales so, Daily.
The Bit Daily?
Yeah, the Bit Daily.
The Daily Bit.
Yeah.
Daily Bit.
Just listen to the radio station.
Yeah,
you'll get
okay.
it eventually.
Good, good.
So Blue Review, go to YouTube, search ESPN LA on YouTube, and you can subscribe to ESPN LA. So you'll never miss the Blue Review, Lakers Talk Daily, or when we're streaming live like today.
Exactly. All right, so we're going to do the Papa Shot a little bit later on. Andy, since you're here, we had a conversation yesterday about the first of all, Lakers are in the 9 seed right now. They have the tiebreaker over OKC.
Yes, they do.
There are 7 games left. They're 2.5 now behind, I think it's Minnesota.
It is Minnesota.
The 6 seed.
Well, it's look, all of this is so screwy and tight because Golden State and Minnesota have the same record.
Uh-huh.
The Lakers, however, have the tiebreaker against Golden State.
Right.
So it's easier for them to pass Golden State or get the benefit of that tiebreaker.
Yes.
If they end up with equal records. They play Minnesota on Friday. It seems like Minnesota's already beaten them like 6 times
this
year.
Yeah, it does. It does.
But I don't think they can get any tiebreaker against the Wolves, so they need to try to pass them altogether.
So if it all stopped today, if everything froze, if the season was over, tell me if I'm right, they would play Oklahoma City.
That is correct.
Here at Crypto.
Yep.
And then play the loser of the Golden State-New Orleans game, and they would need to beat them twice.
No, they would just need to beat them the one time.
Just one time?
Yeah, just one. You have to,
oh, because then they'll have lost twice.
Right,
right,
exactly.
Right, right, right.
So,
and that would be on the road.
Right, it would be on the road. Ideally, what you would want would be to obviously beat the Thunder.
Right.
But then get Golden State, because they've been far better this year against Golden State than the Pelicans.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they've actually
for whatever reason.
Yeah, they've done really well. I mean, Golden State, particularly on the road, but they've just been a really inconsistent team.
Very inconsistent.
They are not the real deal. They don't look it.
So Bergman told me to ask you why Rui Hachimura didn't play on Sunday against Chicago.
I think it was in part a byproduct of his minutes have been going down anyway.
Yeah.
I don't get why. I think he should be playing more.
Right.
But I also think it was a byproduct of LeBron coming off the bench and getting the forward minutes that were slotted to Rui. Another decision I don't understand. I don't get why LeBron came off the bench.
Yeah, why did LeBron come off the bench?
I have no
idea. If he's going to play, why does he come off the bench?
Particularly if he's going to play 30 minutes.
Right.
Like when it was originally announced that he was coming off the bench, I assumed he was playing like 15 minutes.
Right.
Where they were just really easing this in, like really seeing, okay, can he actually play?
Right.
We don't want to mess with our starting lineup too much.
Yep.
But once he's playing 30 minutes, you actually make this more complicated than just bringing him
so
back.
So put yourself inside Darvin Ham's head. What,
do you have a trigger bite?
Oh, a trigger bite?
What's a trigger bite?
That's my new iPhone has a trigger
bite. Do you have
a
trigger bite?
A trigger bite of memory. Do you know what a trigger bite is?
I have no idea what a trigger bite is.
I don't know how it relates to that particular moment, but my new iPhone does have a trigger bite of memory.
Is this like a new up? upgraded?
New
iPhone?
Upgraded, yeah. Wow. I got the purple phone.
Oh, the purple? I was going to ask if you got the yellow.
No, I got the purple. Not a big yellow guy. Big purple guy, though.
I'm seeing a lot of billboards for the yellow.
The yellow is like their new introduction. It's like it's just a friggin' color. What are you
so
excited about?
Pushing the. I've seen full-on buildings wrapped in the yellow advertising.
So does anybody else's phone have a trigabyte of memory?
I might have a terabyte, but not a trigabyte.
Yeah, this is a notch above terabyte.
Oh,
this
it's bigger
is a trigabyte
than that.
Like, Jorge, you do?
Yeah, for a lot of content creation, you know.
Exactly. He's creating content.
Does this make you a gagillionaire?
A quadrillionaire? What did you say?
A gagillionaire?
A gagillionaire, yes.
A gagillionaire?
I hope to someday.
Back to Darvin Ham.
Yeah, back to Darvin Ham. Get inside his head.
I think the reason was they were as surprised that LeBron ended up playing as everybody else. I think they were legitimately taken by surprise by this, on top of it being a 12:30 tip. And I think, honestly, they kind of panicked. And I think they overthought this. Like, oh, LeBron's coming back. We're not ready for it. We'll just play him off the bench.
Well, maybe they didn't think he had 30 minutes in him.
You can't be, I think, that inspecific about how you're going to be playing LeBron James, age 38, season 20. You know what? We'll just wing his minutes. Like, you have to have an idea of how much you're going to be playing.
You know what it was? Sneak attack.
Sneak attack?
It was a sneak attack.
Well, it was LeBron sneak attacking the team.
Right. When I saw he was upgraded from out to doubtful, I'm like, well, that's a weird upgrade. I mean, you don't see that upgrade very often. But I think it was all a sneak attack.
Well,
I don't think Chicago ever saw it coming.
Well, here, nobody
by
saw
winning?
It coming.
They never saw it coming by winning?
Never saw it coming. Never saw it coming.
Well, the thing with LeBron coming back unexpectedly, he had been really cagey about his return. Like, remember he sent out that tweet refuting reports about him possibly being back the last three games. That was Lakers hoping. He's like, I speak for myself. I think he was trying to speak so much for himself that he didn't even keep the Lakers fully, I guess, fully on board with what was happening. Like, because remember Anthony Davis said after the game, he did not realize that LeBron would be playing till after the pregame warm-ups.
You know why?
Why?
Sneak attack. It was a sneak attack.
He took the sneak attack too
far.
I
love the sneak
but
attack.
But I think it was a combination of them overthinking it.
Yeah.
How do we bring back LeBron?
Right.
And underplanning it.
Yeah. Well, it didn't work.
No,
regardless,
it did not.
They underplanned it and underthought it and underplayed.
Tomorrow,
yep.
Start LeBron, play Rui.
It's a good... good recipe.
I don't want to tell Darvin how to do his job.
For a win in Chicago. They got to do everything different than
everything.
They did on Sunday. Try
everything
different. Sneak attack.
Even keep Vucevic on the floor. Chicago was worse with Vucevic.
It's true. Okay, there you go. There's some advice. All right,
different.
Coming up next for you. It's actually really healthy to be a sports fan. I've actually got the results of a study on that. And on top of that, Charles Barkley says that that NIL is ruining college basketball. I disagree 100%. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. You didn't like Yacht Rock, so we're going to try Bluegrass today.
Bluegrass! I like it! Is this what? From Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
I don't know. Yeah. So if you've got a Bluegrass band out there.
Yeah, Bluegrass
band. And you're part of the Mason in Ireland Mafia
sign
on Twitter, let us know.
Yeah.
We'll play it on an all-request Bluegrass Live Imaging Tuesday.
Are we seriously going to do Bluegrass the entire show?
Well, you don't like anything, man.
You don't like Yacht Rock.
I don't like anything.
Well, you don't, whatever.
Do you ever have a song? I always have a song stuck in my head. Do you ever? Yeah, that's not the one. Do you ever have a song stuck in your head, Morales, and you can't get rid of it?
Usually when I listen to this show.
Yeah, sure. Bert, what about you, Andy?
Yeah, happens all the time.
Yeah, I've got right now Amy Winehouse, Valerie, stuck in my head over and over again. Valerie. Do you know that song?
Was that a remake of the Steve Winwood hit?
No.
Valerie?
No,
it was a different song.
Different song, yeah. Oh, that song always gets stuck in my head. That's literally called Stuck in a Moment. Yeah.
So I want to go over. I was not able to hear yesterday's fantastic show.
Oh, my God, it was good.
So I just had to look at the rundown.
Yes.
So every producer here, when the shows are done, they send out what's called a rundown to edit this giant mailing list.
Yes.
And we all get it so we know what happened, right? Corporate Greg's not great at doing rundowns.
No, isn't he?
He's very busy.
Yeah,
he's busy
sure. He's got the blue review. He's got...
But I
shooting
wanna,
down bits.
Today I want to kind of review yesterday's rundown
okay.
of the show.
Oh, no.
I'm going to start at 1:30.
Okay.
This is what Corporate Greg said happened yesterday on the show at 1:30. Greg and Jorge write Mason a heartfelt birthday message written by ChatGPT. When I read that last night, I went, oh, did they play the bit again? No. I asked Greg about it this morning. Hey, what'd you guys do at 1:30? He stammered for about a minute. And then I said, well, this was on the rundown.
That was Thursday.
The bit of the day.
We played it on Friday.
That was Thursday.
So the point being is Thursday. Whatever you guys did on the show yesterday at 1:30 p.m. was so not good that Greg didn't even update the rundown.
Yeah, I don't even remember what we did. Do you remember?
It's not my job to remember.
Remember?
You're the one that's
do you remember?
It's the equivalent of when a sitcom remember? Does a clip show. Like, you know, when it's just like old clips.
A bottle episode, yeah, they like call that. Yeah.
Clip show, old clips from
I've made a living
episodes.
Out of doing imaging of a clip show.
Yeah. So what did I write for this segment? What are we going to talk about in this segment?
Corporate Greg takes the heat again.
Yes.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, I like that.
So I would love to know.
What else was coming up? What else was coming up yesterday?
Well, I wanna
did he get any of them right?
Well, at 1:15, the open was about the Lakers falling apart last night. That's true.
Okay, that's
Greg
true.
Greg is very, very frazzled after a really busy morning. So realize Greg has to write about
I
himself
have to write about myself,
in
yeah.
the third person.
Well, wait, that was the whole subject of the first segment.
Greg was frazzled.
It continues.
Yes.
Greg did his very first blue review today.
Yes.
Blue review is capitalized.
Yep.
And then John thinks Mason should be on the show, The Talk.
That is
What's
true.
The Talk?
The Talk is one of those, it's The View with two guys.
Who are the two guys?
Jerry O'Connell and someone
else. Oh,
the
Jerry Maguire guy?
Yeah, the Jerry. And so it's on over my head, and John just randomly, because every, you know, he'll just shiny object, go for anything. And he decides, I'm supposed to be on The Talk. Like,
write down on the rundown for this segment, John takes rip number two of the day.
And you say John won't take left turns. He's talking about Mace on The View.
It is true.
And
it
you say the guy won't go off
not
on a
The
tangent.
View, The Talk.
John
the talk,
sees whatever a tweet from Adam Schefter, and it's the next segment. That's basically how it works.
And it'll be a third string offensive lineman.
Guys, we got breaking
Detroit
news.
Yeah.
The third string offensive lineman of the Lions.
Why aren't the Raiders going after that guy?
But I will say that coming up at 2 o'clock, there's a big Rams rumor I want to get into.
Ooh.
Big Rams rumor that is a blockbuster.
They're not even going to try to play next year.
No, it's a blockbuster. I'm telling you, it's a blockbuster.
Did you hear about the Kevin Demoff letter that went out?
I'm a season ticket holder.
That's
of course,
why
I got the Kevin. He says we're going to compete.
Did you frame it in the house?
Yeah, we're going to compete for the NFC West and make a playoff run.
Look at Morales bringing a sports topic. Who knew?
Yeah, yeah. No, I did get that letter from Kevin.
Beautiful. Mason in Ireland with Andy Kamenetsky continues right now.
It was a personal letter, and he signed it himself.
Dear fan, naked in bed.
At 2 o'clock, going off of the rundown from yesterday, I want to talk about the Jay Moore segment.
Okay, good.
2 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll do that coming up. All right, so I wanted to get this thing. Okay, so, you know, fewer and fewer people go to games,
yeah.
It seems like.
Yeah, right now, I just read an article that for the Final Four, they're having a difficult time
filling up the places.
Yeah, between the unusual teams that are in there, and there's a lot of Florida represented. Like, you know, if you're not into Florida, 50% of the teams are uninteresting.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Final Four.
Sure.
They're having a difficult time right now filling up seats.
So I try to go to a lot of games. Laker games, I'm spotty. I try to go to Dodger games probably 10, 15 games a year. I go to all the Rams games. I go to all the USC games. I love being at games. So a study here used from a nationwide survey. This is in England. They surveyed people about their lives and their in-person sports viewing habits, going to games. Researchers found that attending live sporting events from free amateur events to professional games resulted in higher life satisfaction scores and lower loneliness scores. Live sports attendance leads to an increase in people's sense that life is worthwhile.
I can totally believe that.
I totally get that.
That makes sense to me. Because unless you're talking about those situations where people are too liquored up,
yep,
and they get too aggressive and fights break out.
Raiders games.
Yes. Other than that,
yep,
you end up in this sense of community,
yep,
where you end up bonding with strangers. You will end up high-fiving strangers or cheering things on with strangers. You become friends with people that in any other setting, you may not like that
person.
Yeah,
you know, there are very few like collective experiences anymore. People used to go to church. There was, you know, big crowds at church. Well, I don't know if they're big crowds at church.
Standing room only.
SRO at church. People went to movies more. Yes. People now going to games. It's
theater.
Like you all of a sudden feel like I'm part of a bigger thing. Yeah. It's not just me. We're all in this together. So it makes complete sense to me. And that's why going to games, you know, you've got big screen TVs and you can see everything better and you see instant replay and all that stuff. Sometimes during a Rams game, I'll text Bergman in Ireland and say, Was that a flagrant hit? Was that a warranted penalty? And they'll text me, but right? Because I can't see everything when I'm at a game.
Yeah, no, you can't see that. It's much better viewing at home.
But you get, Did you hear the first part?
Yeah.
That you're happier, people are happier that go to games.
Well, yeah, because you're actually in the environment that's going on. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we are becoming societally more isolated.
Isolated,
like,
yeah.
Our connections increasingly are coming online. And like you'll see a lot of people, their interactions on a daily basis. I've found myself sometimes like this, where I feel like I'm interacting more with people online, some of whom I don't even know.
Right.
I don't even know them more than my opportunities to communicate with my actual friends.
Right.
You
right.
know, like the IRL.
IRL.
People, the in real life people.
Yes.
Than the people that you see online, particularly for people like us in this industry where we're often encouraged to be online more and interact people more and build our, you know, social profile and all that stuff.
This is why doing the show from home sucked.
Yeah.
It was terrible. I hated it. I like being around people. I like bouncing stuff off of people. I hate being alone at home doing the show. It was awful.
Well, you know, my daughter, for example.
The shows, though, were fantastic. They were great.
Look,
friggin' shows.
You can't keep professionalism like you guys down.
No, of course.
But like my daughter, for example, you know, she's 11 and she's part of a generation.
What's her name, Riley?
Her name is not Riley.
Riley.
That's my daughter's name.
Oh, that's your daughter. Okay. I knew there was a Riley.
She's much better today. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, is she better?
Yeah. She feeling better?
Yeah, she is feeling better.
Good.
Thank you.
Yesterday, she had a fever and she's all right now?
Yep, she's all right. She's at school.
That's why you were frazzled.
Yes, that's exactly why I was
Riley talking. Had a fever should have been the listing.
Oh, I could. I mean, I can go back
rundown.
In time and change it.
Change that rundown.
Yeah. I just figured because
I'm
a blue
much
review
more today,
came out
Chris,
today.
What's your kid's name?
Lily.
Lily, that's right.
Close enough.
I knew I had it.
Riley, yeah. Lily.
Riley, Lily. Well, everybody's got a kid around here.
some that they're aware of, some that just exist somewhere.
Yeah. We're guys. We don't remember everything.
Exactly. Right. But like, she's part of a generation that only knows online. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a Luddite world pre-online makes no sense to her at all.
Yep.
And a lot of her time spent hanging out can be online, and she often feels legitimately satisfied by that.
Right. Now, after college, when she's like 22 years old, is she going to be living in your basement?
No.
She will not be?
No. She doesn't even want to live in this country.
What?
She wants to live either in Japan or Korea. She's a budding, very, very good
really?
Artist. Really? She's a really good artist, and she wants to go into anime, and she wants to study anime either in Japan or in Korea.
You can't do the anime stuff here?
She wants to go at the center of the culture.
As my friend Lee Greenwood would say.
Your friend?
I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. Come
well,
on.
You know, he didn't sing about anime.
You're right. He did not release the anime single.
No, no. She's already worked on. She's already identified colleges in Japan.
Oh,
that she
really?
Wants to go
so
to.
You're never going to see her again?
No. She's given us permission to move to Japan. I figure I will just do the Locked On Lakers podcast
from Japan,
5 days a week. There, yeah. There can still be a YouTube component.
Oh, a YouTube
in Japan.
Component.
Hey,
I like that.
He's the guy who does the Lakers dance party.
Hold down on your phone. There, right there is Lily.
Exactly.
Is that Lily?
No, that's Ethan.
You have two kids.
No, I have one. Brian has three. Okay, that's Brian's it. Middle.
All right, I need Ethan. A flow chart.
Where
I,
are you right now?
What do you mean? I don't remember the names of kids. I'm not a kids. I mean, I know there are a bunch of
Andy
them.
Andy has one. Brian has three.
Okay, got it. Brian has three?
Brian has three.
What are their names?
Ben.
Uh-huh.
Ethan.
Grace. Ethan's the smart one, right?
Ethan is very smart.
Yeah.
He's a smart kid.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, I didn't get to the Barkley. Barkley says that the NCAA tournament is being ruined by NIL. We'll get into that. Plus, we will spin the wheel of questions. Mason in Ireland. Andy's in for John. 710 ESPN.
Quarter before 2 p.m. Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland.
I like this.
We're doing not Yacht Rock, which we usually do on Tuesdays for John. We're doing Bluegrass today, I think.
Yes. This is Hector Grandy.
Whatever you've taken before the show today, yes. Or whatever combination of espresso and tea or something,
yeah.
Maybe it was the tamales because yes. You had a maybe you need a tamale before every show.
Maybe.
Because you're on fire today.
Yeah.
This is vintage Mace.
Awesome.
This is a masterclass.
Well,
Dad is away.
Yeah. It's a little of that.
Or that. Yeah, whatever it is that. Today. Yeah. It's a brilliant combination.
Nice.
Keep
Thank
it up.
You. Thank you.
Meanwhile, it is time for Wheel of Questions. Producer Jorge, spin that wheel.
You can kill the music.
I love me
sure.
Some bluegrass.
Crank it up.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! All right, so the question, I found two women, sisters, 100 years old, 100 years old plus.
100 years young.
Yes. And the question is, what do you think the key to living past 100 is?
You know what? In some ways, I think you answered your own question.
How's that?
Family around her. Like people around you that you love, that you care about, that keep you motivated to stay healthy, stay sharp, stay active, engaged. You know, these sisters, yep. I would assume, are extremely close. You know, they've seen a lot, obviously, over 100 years.
Yeah, they've seen most things.
I would figure support system is a big, big part of a long life.
Interesting, because connecting is one of the things they say is the key to living a long life. Bergman, what about you?
Yeah, I really like that answer a lot. It is about the people that are around you and you having family and friends that are keeping you going.
The problem is, which of your friends is going to be alive
with
through 100? Like, well, they're going to drop like flies at some point. At some point, they're all going to be gone, and it's just you alone in a nursing home.
Well, if I'm alone in a nursing home, then you can just kind of pull the plug and let's get on with it. I don't want to be alone. Like
that took a turn.
Well, I always like the thing that Mason says. I want to go one day before miserable.
Yeah, I want to live until one. How's the phrase go?
One day before miserable.
I want to live till one day before miserable.
I think that's the perfect answer.
Yeah, yeah. But living to 100, there are a lot of people very healthy live
if
to 100.
If they're healthy and happy and have people to talk to and they're having a good life.
There was a great joke years ago. Remember that show Third Rock from the Sun?
Oh, of course.
With John Lithgow?
Yeah.
His character, I believe, smoked. And someone said to him, you know, smoking takes 10 years off your life.
Right.
And his response is, yeah, but those are the crappy ones.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, those are the age, you know, 90 to 100. May not be having much fun living anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Stupid show. I wouldn't take any wisdom from that.
It's a great show.
I actually, true story,
yeah.
Back in the day when I used to be pursuing acting, I was at the time a waiter at Chin Chin in Brentwood.
Oh, yeah. I love Chin Chin.
And
best Chinese chicken salad you can find.
It was great.
Yeah.
It's like crack. It was the crack of
so good.
Chicken salads.
Yep.
And I auditioned for a role as a waiter. And they told me that I was not convincing as a waiter.
I'm
like, dude, I do this like 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't been in a restaurant lately. I can tell you I'm doing it right.
Got it. Jorge, what about you?
Well, I had my...
Are you going to give us wax poetic about Third Rock from the Sun? No.
No. Right. I think...
there was a point to it.
No, there was.
My great-grandma.
Yep.
Lived till she was 99.
Wow.
So she was a year short of 100.
Yeah.
But still, she didn't live in the city. She didn't have this busy life. She lived in the countryside. She lived off of like
homegrown vegetables, things like that.
Yeah.
So I guess changing your lifestyle to like a more like a better eating habits and stuff like that, maybe that can help. I mean, I know I'm not gonna live to 100 because I drink soda and I like all this sugary stuff.
Oh yeah.
So I don't think I'm gonna live to
100. Yeah, that's liquid death, according to Lisa Ireland.
Yeah.
So I think that one of the things that we used to do was the old people would live at home. Right. You wouldn't go to a assisted living or anything like that. You just live in that. Like my great grandpappy, who would have been my dad's dad's dad. He lived in the house. He was always on the couch, laying on the couch all the time. But he lived till, I don't know, he's in his 90s or something. But it's because he lived at home.
Who do you think on the station is going to end up living the longest?
Cappy.
You think Cappy?
I think because he's so nuts. That he's just going to live that type of life for the rest of his life.
He strikes me as a guy who at some point is going to not realize he's young and try to do something stupid. That's how I'm going to go. Trying to do something stupid. And by the way, that's a good way to go out.
Doing something stupid?
Doing something stupid.
Well, that's the way you're going out.
That's why I'm going out for sure.
I don't know. Who else? Who would it be?
Sliwa seems like he's pretty straight arrow, like mellow, calm. You know Sliwa, Alan Sliwa.
Morales feels pretty unkillable
to me. Morales.
Morales never knows he's going to make it through the end of the year.
Yeah. Morales, though, I don't put money on. I don't believe Morales is going to make it. Here are what some of these ladies said. Connect was one of them. They also said work. They worked until they were 80. So they worked a long, and that gives you something to do, gives you purpose, all that kind of stuff. They said, learn, keep learning stuff. Don't quit learning.
Well, it keeps your mind active.
Keeps your mind active and appreciate stuff. Appreciate stuff. Those are the things that they said. My great grandpappy. I don't have any stories about him. I don't remember a thing. Was a little kid.
Yeah. You know what though? Now that you mention it, my grandmother and great grandmother on my dad's side, they both lived very long and both worked well into their 80s. So to your point.
My mom, 80 years old, she'll be 81 in June, still working. She's the office lady at the school, John Glenn Middle School in Palm Desert, California.
What about not stepdad Leo? Is he working?
Not stepdad Leo, 81 years old, tour guide at the Living Desert, one of the finest zoos in America. They don't like to call it a zoo. It is a zoo, but they don't like to call it a zoo.
Why do they not like to call it a zoo?
Because it's like, it's open space. It's like, here's the
really nice
savanna exhibit.
Really
You've
nice
been there, yeah.
I loved it. Yeah.
It's really nice. Okay. It's really nice. And Leo gives a mean tour. Not mean in a bad way. Not mean in a bad way.
He drives you around and gives you the tour of the animals.
Did you get Leo's tour?
No, but we saw him drive by a few times.
Yeah.
I wanted to walk.
If anybody wants a tour with Not Stepdad Leo, I'll hook you up. Just DM me.
You can feed the giraffes, too.
Yeah, you get to feed the giraffes, which is really cool.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
That was pretty dope.
Giraffes are really cool.
I love giraffes.
Yeah, they are awesome. All right, so, okay, Barkley. This is a big. So, give me some Oh Brother, Where Art Thou when you get a chance. That's all bluegrass music from the Coen Brothers. All right. So Barkley says that because of NIL, it is going to destroy the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy college basketball. Andy, what do you think?
I mean, his rationale for this is there are now only going to be, he said, 25 schools that are going to have the type of money that they can stay competitive in an era where the players get paid. My response is, as opposed to the way things were before.
True.
When there were only about 25 universities.
The money was just under the table.
Yeah, it was under the table. You know, whether you're talking about from boosters or endowments with different facilities, it's always been an unlevel playing field.
You know why Florida Atlantic is in the NCAA Final Four? NIL money. Yeah. Are you kidding me? It's not NIL money. It's like teams that are together for a long time. It's a senior-dominated team. They're together for a long time. They're not getting any NIL money, I assume, but they're playing well as a team.
I mean, look, maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. I don't care. Like, because, again, it's never been a level playing field to begin with. Like, in a pre-NIL world, you know, institutions like USC and Alabama and all these different powerhouses, they had advantages, not just because of anything happening under the table, but facilities and things like that, the ability to train their players.
Sure.
There are plenty of mid-majors and stuff like that. They couldn't compete with those type of facilities. That's why they didn't get those players.
But look, San Diego State's in the Final Four. I doubt they've got a lot of NIL money.
Probably not.
FAU, not a lot of NIL money. Miami, maybe.
Miami does.
For football, yeah. For basketball, probably less so. UConn obviously has NIL money. Look, Bergman, you hate this Final Four.
I think this is the worst
Final Four in history.
Yeah, it is, because there's no one higher than a four seed.
Is that not what makes it cool?
No. Okay,
it's so unexpected.
We've talked about this so many times. In the first couple rounds, you want a lot of upsets, right? But then you still want the Blue Bloods to go through. UConn, I'm cool with being in there. But give me at least one other one that would have been good. Like, even if it was like Kansas or UCLA couldn't have, they're all in the same bracket. But
right.
Give me that type of team.
See, I think it's going to be fun with these schools that have never... I mean, the fact that either FAU or San Diego State... And I'm rooting for SDSU because Slee was going to be there.
Yeah, so am I.
But the fact that one of those schools is going to be in the national championship game, I think is really cool.
I don't really need to see
it. You hate the little guy?
Okay, let me ask you this. Why does it matter to you so much that Kansas, for example, would be in the Final Four?
Unless it would be more exciting.
Why?
Because they've been there. I don't know. I like them.
Name a player on Kansas.
Oh, I can't name a player on any of them.
So then all you're rooting for at this point is laundry that you recognize. Even though that laundry means absolutely nothing to you.
No,
it means
absolutely nothing at all. If it was UCLA, it would have meant more.
Right. Well, of course.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's not exciting. Like, if last year when it was Kansas UNC, I was like, oh yeah, okay, I'm gonna watch.
So why take the time to hate this Final Four? Like, what do you have against the Final Four?
You brought it up to me, so I'm just telling you why I'm taking the time. I didn't. This isn't like an active thing where I'm bringing up. Like, I hate this Final Four.
You said it to me off the air, so like, I thought I'd put it
one time yesterday in an email.
Exactly.
you said it. You sound like one of the suits over at CBS.
Yeah.
Complaining about this. Like, I can understand from a ratings perspective.
For a rating, sure.
But from a fan.
No, I don't care about it.
Speaking of time, we got to wrap.
Jorge, what's your take?
We got to wrap. We're out of time. Oh, okay. I would give you my take, but it's that time.
Boy, I guess Dad's not really away.
20 million
it wasn't
entries.
Even me.
20 million entries of brackets on ESPN. I'll tell you next how many actually got the Final Four right, plus monster Rams rumor. Mason in Ireland. Andy's in for John, 710 ESPN.